Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
God asked us to shift atmospheres. He asked us to shift atmospheres, to break chains and to open your heavens. Tonight they will open in the name of Jesus. Come on, I said they will open in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me give you an atmosphere. Let me give you an idea of what it means to shift your atmosphere. Genesis 27, 38, MSG. Genesis 27, 38. Genesis 27, 38, MSG. I'm sure you still understand what the meaning of MSG is. Here was Esau. His brother had just collected his blessing. The brother had disappeared. And here was he before his father, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "Don't you have just one blessing for me, my father? Oh, bless me, my father. Bless me." Esau sobbed inconsolably. He couldn't be consoled. He said, "Do you mean I just miss out on this?" Next verse. And Isaac said to him, "You will live far from earth's bounty." In other words, prosperity will be far from you. Prosperity will be far from you. It says you will be remote from heaven's dew. Heaven's dew is what makes the ground soft for tilling, for planting. He said you will be far from heaven's dew. In other words, you will labor, you will suffer to get anything in life. And that is exactly what many people are going through in church. To get anything, what others walk in and collect, even sinners, for you to get it, you have to suffer. Next verse. "You will live by your sword." The worst one, he said, you will live from hand to mouth. Do you understand what it means from hand to mouth? That means there is nothing left. That's poverty. That's the description of poverty. You will live from hand to mouth. You will serve your younger brother. But everybody, read the last phrase with me from "but" to "go." But when you are tired, when you walk into 2024 and they are saying it's your month of more money, when you are tired of this hand to mouth, when you are tired of being far from the bounties of the earth, when you are tired of experiencing the dew of heaven, when you are tired of this suffering and struggling, he says, you will break loose. You will, first of all, he says, when you can't take it anymore, you will break loose and run free. Notice it's not God, it's you. Please answer me, it's not God, it's you. The day you say, "I must shift this atmosphere, I must break loose from this suffering. My father was poor, my grandfather was poor. I refuse to be poor. I forbid poverty. I reject poverty. I cannot continue on." Listen, I shared with you my story many years ago. I said one day my father said, "Write a list of provision." And I wrote conflicts. The conflicts I wrote was not Kellogg's. It was NASCO conflicts produced in Nigeria. My father looked at the list, sat me down for 35 minutes and gave me a lecture on generational poverty. My father said, "I can see you have been hanging around with rich kids. But I want to warn you to remember where you came from. Where you came from, nobody eats this kind of thing you are lighting here. Nobody eats conflict." He said, "Where have you ever seen us buy conflicts in this house?" 35 minutes, my father lectured me on why I should never dream big. I should never think great. I should never think prosperity. but I should continue the family tradition of poverty. But somewhere in my spirit, as he was talking, my spirit was boiling. And I was saying, I will shift this atmosphere. I will shift this atmosphere. I will break this chain. I will not be poor like you. I won't continue in this poverty tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, my children have never eaten Nasco cornflakes. I remember somebody gave it to us once as a Christmas hamper. They put it in their mouth and they came back and they said, what is this? Because they only know the taste of Kellogg's cornflakes. Somebody has to be angry enough to say we can't take it anymore. That's why the song is sang, atmosphere shift, chains be broken. We can't continue on this pathway. Is there anybody here who is still contended with the poverty in the family? This prayer meeting is not for you. In fact, I give you permission to take your Bible and walk out that door. You can go and pray for us. But is there anyone here who is saying, I can't take it anymore? Do I have anybody who is saying, I can't, I will not, I cannot take it anymore? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you lift up your right hand and say after me, say, oh God.
Oh God.
I'm say, oh God.
Oh God.
I command the atmosphere of poverty over my family,
over my life.
Shift.
Shift.
I command chains.
I command change.
Generational chains
of poverty,
of captivity. I command them. Break tonight.
Break
tonight. I declare tonight. I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it anymore.
And in the name of Jesus, I break loose.
I break loose.
I run free from poverty, from captivity, from bondage. Say again, in the name of Jesus, I break loose.
I break
loose and I run free. Can you turn that to a prayer tonight? Oh zebede bede in tabalia krabada makase shelebede bede ki arabati alaba zombre kete kete irebede bo sababa legadia ina mama 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 shelebede bede kusaya badaya irebede bo sila baba irabika suta pala gadega ene breke toto ya gaga iraba baba 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 eri anto bala mama mama go zabada ache bale kusebede ya Prende kosi babaga shala baba baba yaka iyakara baba boboro kose bedegeya erebedi zebile to yamale esapeli koria tavalia shira bado sepile temene erebedi sepeli kati ala baba erebede
bede.
In Jesus' name we pray. Ah, I said in Jesus' name we pray. See. See, I want to beg you about one thing. Not many people come for midweek service because it takes a lot of commitment, discipline, and sacrifice to be in church on a Wednesday evening. Is anybody hearing me? If you have come, you might as well have a result. If you have come, you might as well have a testimony. So if you have taken the pain to come and you're not ready to pray, what a waste of your precious time. What a waste of your time. If where you are is not comfortable, I give you permission. No usher will stop you. Look for a place that is comfortable. But pray, we must pray tonight. Say amen, somebody. I said say amen, somebody. I don't have much time to pray. But even if it's 5 minutes I have, I want the heavens around you to shift. Come on, I said I want the heavens around you to shift. Now, are you ready tonight? Answer me, are you ready tonight? First Chronicles. Chapter 4. First Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9. First Chronicles, chapter 4, and verse 9. Shebadaye malakotaya bodasia. Rebeko sibedele moko shabadayaka. First Chronicles 4, 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. The mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Next verse. Don't give me cluster scriptures. Please don't. Reduce the cluster for me so I can see clearly, okay? And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. For time's sake, I'm not going to read everything. When we get to the next prayer topic, I will explain. But listen up here. The Bible says at the conclusion of that verse that God granted him that which he requested. Can I prophesy to somebody? Every request you are placing tonight, I declare God will grant it to you. Please, please, for the sake of your children, born and unborn, you better pray tonight. See, your generation was a kind generation. You could have excused your father for being poor. But you see, these children you are giving birth to, they don't know how to excuse you. Is anybody hearing me? You see, these TikTok children, they don't know how to excuse poverty. They will come after you. They will make your life miserable and say, Daddy, what were you doing when other fathers were hustling? They will ask you questions that you can't sleep at night. They will sit you up and talk to you and say, Where were you? How come my friend's father got it right? You didn't get it right. This generation are not afraid to ask questions. Our generation was a respectful generation. This one, they ask questions. So you better pray tonight. Is anybody hearing me? I can't hear you. Is anybody hearing me tonight? The Bible says in verse 9, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Now, everybody listen. What you saw there was not how Jabez began. What you saw there was how Jabez ended. The end of Jabez was when the Bible declared he was more honorable. He didn't start out honorable. He was born in an atmosphere of sorrow. Details were not given to us. But it was so bad that the mother looked at him and called him Jabez. The word Jabez means pain. Pain. And that's all some of you have known since you were born. Pain. Pain. Suffering. Poverty. Jabez grew up in that atmosphere. But one day, just like Jacob, just like Isaac told Esau, when you can't take it anymore, you have the responsibility to break, take his yoke off your neck and to break that chain and say, no, I won't continue. Jabez arrived on that day, and the Bible said Jabez confronted God and said, I agree. This is how I was born. I agree. This is even my name. I know it is worse when it's your name because your name is your prophecy. And every time they say Jabez, they are prophesying pain. 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 I don't know who you are, but I came to declare over you, even if your name represents where you are coming from, I declare you will not end this way in the mighty name of Jesus. I said you will not end that way in the mighty name of Jesus. If you read the latter part of the story of Jabez, listen, a city was named after Jabez. Not because the name became good, but because when you succeed in spite of the name receives what they call redefinition. So, if you call your child Bush, it looks like a bad name until you discover that two presidents in America were Bush. That name has been redefined, true or false? Somebody talk to me. Call your child Gates. Gates looks like a bad name until you realize who is Bill Gates. The name is redefined. Now, Gates looks like the name of a rich man. Am I correct? You will redefine that your family name.
Amen.
I said because of your success, because of your prosperity, that name, I hope you know even Mary is a bad name. My God. I hope you know Mary is a bad name. But one woman redefined the name. When she conceived, released the Savior, became a great woman. Mary now looks like a good name. It's not a good name on a good day. But somebody redefined that name. All of we are giving our children Mary. You don't even know that Mary means bitter. You will redefine that name.
Amen.
Your success, your accomplishment, your achievement, the results coming out of your life will redefine your name in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's take the first leg of the prayer. I don't have time. This is all I'm praying tonight, the prayer of Jabez. It says, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Pastor, what is the meaning of indeed? The Bible says we are all blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Jabez said, I don't want it in heavenly realm. What I eat is not heavenly realm. I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I want it translated indeed. I want it to be seen. I want it to be seen in the car I drive, the house I live, the money in my account. I want it to be seen in the quality of school my children attended. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Put your two hands on your head. Say in the name of Jesus, I declare I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm by Christ Jesus. But tonight, I declare, let that blessing be downloaded into earthly realm. Oh Lord, say, oh Lord, bless me indeed, in reality, in practicality. Bless me in my bank account. It's my season of more money. Oh Lord, bless me indeed. Can you turn it into a 60 seconds prayer? In Jesus' name we pray. Please look up here. Drop those hands. What does it mean to be blessed? Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, and so on. But let me go to the main, most important point. He said, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who brings forth its fruit in season. Its leaves don't get withered. He says, anything it touches, whether it's okpa or it's pure water, anything it touches, millions, millions. Can you stretch your two hands? Say in the name of Jesus, oh God, bless me indeed. And tonight, make me like the tree planted by the rivers of water. I declare I shall bring forth fruit in and out of season. My leaves will never wither. Everything this hand touch, every business, every marriage, every relationship, every organization, it must prosper. It must prosper. Can you declare that over your life? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The second leg of the prayer. Oh Lord, enlarge my coast. Say, oh Lord, enlarge my coast. In fact, one translation says, give me more land. Give me more land. I was born to be global. I can't die local. I can't die local. Enlarge my influence. Make my son go global. That song I wax in the studio, make it go global. That product of mine, make it go global. That book of mine, get it go global. Oh God, enlarge my influence. Enlarge my cause. Make me large. Make me bigger than this. I can't die small. Can you say to me, oh God, I refuse to die small. I must be great before I leave this world. I refuse to die small. Oh God, I may start local, but help me become global. Can you turn it to a prayer tonight? Shebala mama maya, in kaparoko sebede, nene kokorobo sebede, ipredededededede, robiko sile mendegeri atalaba, shebala koto yabaraka de bregedebede, sike topopopo yakakaka. In Tabarian to Bredegazi, Shelly Bodoria Calamande Gazia, in Palama Mama Cosabala, Zelige Keria Talabredezi, Zevile Monde, Zabalatea, Irebede Cosiga Lebede, Shebaba Baba, in Acosapatia, Enlarge my course. 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 Shakatayaba. Intabalaga. Solo brodegati. Erebede kosha. Itapapa. Zezezezeze. Elebedegazi. Ilimonde gozi ala brangadaza. Shapaliantro. Selebedebedea. Ikokorobababababa. Salalalala kosa de la lara. Imprende gazili boroko yakata. Shakako korebe de bize. Ezebiledia la biza gadaya. Eribede bokose libalokoja.
Zopakoto sibili da.
In Jesus. Ye. Mighty name we pray. I said, in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The next leg of that prayer says that your hand might be with me. That your hand might be with me. Give me 1 Kings 18:46. 1 Kings 18:46. Hallelujah. Are you ready? 1 Kings 18:26. Okay, sorry, it's 18:16. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. What's the next thing you see? He gathered his loins. He ran ahead of Ahab. Ahab was riding horse. The man overtook horse. When the hand of God come upon you, it gives you strange speed. I declare over you speed tonight. Supernatural speed tonight. Put your hand on your head. Say, oh God, let your hand come upon my life. Now listen, before you pray, listen to this. For some of you, listen to this. For some of you, you've already lost 15 years of your life. You are 15 years behind time. You need speed that will make you overrun chariots. So you're going to pray and say, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural speed to overtake, everything that has gone before me. Oh Lord, I receive supernatural speed for restoration of everything I lost. Can you pray over your life? Speed, 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 speed. Rekekekeke. Impalapo kosekete. Zebede koria talabanda. Impranda bababa. Erebede bebe koseya kataya. I prophesy speed. Speed over my life. Speed over my ministry. Speed over my finances. Speed over my impact. Speed over my words. Speed over my height. Speak over everything I do. I speak speed. Speed over my business. Speed over my ministry. Speed over my family. Shabala kataya. I overtake chariots. I overtake chariots. I overtake chariots. Restoration. 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 In Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The next leg of that prayer says, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Listen to this. When God blesses you, you will start attracting enemies, haters, jealous people. So he says, as you bless me, keep me from evil. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can kidnap you. No robber can attack you. You're not hearing me. You can't enter one chance. And even if you enter, they will be paralyzed. They can't touch you.
Amen.
Oh, say after me, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Keep me from evil.
Keep me from evil.
Keep my children from evil.
Keep my children.
Keep my family from evil. Can you turn that to a prayer tonight? Shakale boroko si brekete, reka koko koko koko, shabade bende kose kataya, nakora bade kosi le badoria kataya, zedede rikate le bade kosiya, parasude bade kande, entebele gazila, soskoporiande grebida, ishabele kosi le botoya.
I prophesy over you. No evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall you. No accident will befall you. No wicked man will lay hands on you. The enemy will not exert upon you. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon you. God will protect your going out. Protect your coming in. Protect your going out. Protect your coming in. God will watch over you. Watch over your children. Watch over your family. Protect you in the day and in the night. While you are awake and asleep, God will protect you. God will fight for you. God will defend you. God will keep you. No evil shall befall you. No accident will befall you. No harm will come near you. Shapalekete, Serelekotaya, and Tabara de Losia, and Libado Sipalaka, Sokokorababa, and Shekete Belekete. In Jesus'
mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Come on, I said, in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
He says, the next leg says, that it may not grieve me. That it may not grieve me. Actually, many translations use that word and says, when you bless me, don't let me hurt other people with my blessings. There are people who get blessed, they use it to oppress people. They use it to deprive people. They use it to torment people. You are blessed. And then you use that blessing and turn someone else's child into a slave. That is wrong. Lift up your right and say, oh God, as you bless me, help me not to hurt people. Help me to use your blessing to help people, to raise people, to strengthen people, to establish people. Help me, oh God, never to use the blessing of God to grieve people. Can you pray that this evening? Shekale potomo yakata, sabarako sebre, sibe akolama ashapaletu, sebele kotoya. Atala marosi atala increbe de josili boto sukere ba yakotala maraka gigaga gaga gaga kretis 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 zoboro yate empelende zili breke zoboro ko se brekete ya ila pa 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 shebele ko sabayaka. In Jesus mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now let me give you the last part of this prayer. It says, if you go back to the first verse we read, verse 9, Now, the conclusion here says, and the Lord granted him that which he requested. I'm going to prophesy that over you, but that's not the last part of the prayer. The last part of the prayer was that Jabez became more honorable than all his brothers. Notice, all of them were born in the same circumstance of pain. But one man said, I can't take it anymore. One man said, we can't continue on this trajectory. One man said, somebody has got to rewrite this family story. The Bible says he shook off the yoke. And he said, oh God, that you will bless me. Can you lift up your right hand? I prophesy over you. In your family, you'll be more honorable than your brothers.
Amen.
More prosperous than your brothers.
Amen.
More wealthy than your brethren.
Amen.
More anointed than your brethren.
Amen.
In your family, you'll be greater than your brethren.
Amen.
Stronger than your brethren.
Amen.
Wealthier than your brethren.
Amen.
More influential than your brethren.
Amen.
More impactful than your brethren.
Amen.
In your family, you'll be the number one voice. Without you, no family meeting is concluded. Without your decision, no decision can be taken. Again, I prophesy over you. In your family, you'll be more honorable than your brethren. When they're looking for a governor in the family, there'll only be one candidate. It will be you. Looking for a local government chairman, it will be you. Looking for somebody that will represent the family, it will be you. I prophesy in your family, you'll be more honorable than your brethren. Can you turn that into your last prayer as you put that hand on your head? Lord, I'll be more honorable than my brethren. Shekarebo kosekete, impalako sataya, rekekekeke, zapo, zabadaya, imprande kazala, jokale tulebadaya, sebedebeliya katoliyaka, zusko kototototo, eperendi zalibrede kosaya. I prophesy you'll be more honorable, more anointed, more padded, more wealthy than your brethren. God will honor you. Shalabataya. In Savalito, by your hand, others will be raised, others will be established, others will be go to school, others will do business because of you. Mashabalataya. In Prokoselebadaya. Rakokokosilabadaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now, if you don't mind, stretch those two hands in front of you. The Bible says, and the Lord granted him that which he requested. I prophesy over you, every petition of your heart tonight, both the ones we prayed for and the ones that you could not articulate, may the Lord grant them to you in the name of Jesus. As you return home tonight, as we start the fast for this evening to tomorrow morning, I want to prophesy over you the keys that you need, the ideas that you need, that wisdom that you need to engage to turn your financial fortunes around. May heaven download it to you tonight as you lie down to sleep in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May heaven download it to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God put that key in your hands in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, may God put that key in your hand in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything you need to move from this level of wealth to that level of wealth you've always dreamt about, I prophesy in this season of more money, may God give you that wisdom in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Kai, I prophesy over your life that in your generation, inside your family, it will be said, we have one star because of which everybody is shining in the family. Without her, without him, we don't know what will happen to our family. May you be the star of your family in the name of Jesus. May you be the star in the family in the name of Jesus. May you be the star in the family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight I pray, every atmosphere of poverty in your home, let it break in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let it break in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every chain of poverty, every chain of generational affliction with poverty, that anybody who wants to rise, they kill the person. Anybody that wants to make it, they kill them before their time. Nobody ever succeeds in making it and does not die in your family. Tonight, I stand on my prophetic mantle. I declare, that chain is broken. That chain is broken. That chain is broken. That curse is broken. That curse is broken in the name of Jesus. Beginning from you, you will rise. Beginning from you, you will rise. Beginning from you, you will make it. Beginning from you, you will overcome. Because of you, the ceiling is broken. I said the ceiling is broken.
Amen.
The barrier is taken away.
Amen.
The embargo is lifted.
Amen.
The embargo is lifted.
Amen.
Shabele Moriakata. As one man brought poverty into that family, I declare by you, prosperity is coming to the family.
Amen.
Riches are coming to the family.
Amen.
Wealth is coming into the family.
Amen.
Affluence is coming to the family.
Amen.
Longevity is coming to the family.
Amen.
Good health is coming to the family.
Amen.
No more sickness in your family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, that thou wouldest bless me. Indeed. I declare the blessings of God coming upon your life will be an indeed blessing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will be seen in the car you drive. It will be seen in your bank account.
Amen.
It will be seen in everything you do.
Amen.
It will be seen in your real estate.
Amen.
It will be seen in your real estate.
Amen.
It shall be seen in your real estate.
Amen.
I said it will be seen in your real estate.
Amen.
You will build more houses than anyone has done in your family.
Amen.
I said you will build more houses than anyone has done before you.
Amen.
It shall come to pass. It will be said in your generation, past and present, nobody has built houses like you. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By your hand, others will go to school.
Amen.
By your hand, businesses will be started in your family.
Amen.
By your hands, people will get scholarship to travel overseas.
Amen.
By your hand, people will be established in your family.
Amen.
Tonight, I bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
In the midst of your blessing, no evil will come near you.
Amen.
No harm will come near your family.
Amen.
God will protect you.
Amen.
I said God will protect you.
Amen.
God will protect you.
Amen.
Every ground you have lost, I declare tonight, restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Marital ground, restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Business ground, restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Spiritual ground, restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Financial grounds, restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every good relationship you lost,
because of bad character, because of bad behavior, they walked away and they have not been picking your call. I declare tonight, let them be restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare that not only in this season, but in the days, in the months, in the years to come, you will walk in prosperity.
Amen.
I said you will walk in prosperity.
Amen.
You will walk in abundance.
Amen.
You will never know another season of dryness.
Amen.
Because like a tree planted by rivers of water, you will continue to bring forth fruit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go and make more money.
Amen.
Go and make more money.
Amen.
Go and make more money.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Give God praise in the house tonight.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Pastor Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log on to www.hotrenugump3.com. That is www.hotrenugump3.com to download. Truly, the word works.